Hello?
Hello? This is Brian Gately. I'm returning your call.
Oh, hi, Mr. Gately. Yes, thank you very much for returning my call. The reason why I was calling you, because I was just on the internet and I was looking at some videos and I came across your video from 9/11.
Right.
I guess you shot the tower, I guess, when the plane supposedly hit the building?
Right.
I was just wondering, where were you when you took that video?
At my home, at a condo in Brooklyn.
Oh, so you were, like, it was Brooklyn Heights or something like that?
Crown Heights, right.
Crown Heights. And did you actually, what did you see? Like, did you see anything, like, yourself that was out of the ordinary? Did you see other planes flying around?
No, I mean, I set the camera on a tripod and it was just running. I didn't expect, of course, this. I didn't know there was another plane coming.
Mm-hmm.
After the first one, of course. It's the second plane that I recorded.
Mm-hmm. And, like, did you happen to see, like, how it came in? Did it just fly straight across, or?
It came in from the south.
Yeah.
And it flew into it, yeah.
And did you see, like, how it came in? Like, did it just come, like, in a straight line across, like, the...
Yes. I mean, it was curving. I mean, it had swung around, so it had been turning.
But there was no, like, big diving swoop from out of the air?
No, it had leveled out, I think.
Yeah. And did you happen to see any other planes flying around besides that?
No. I mean, there might have been, but I didn't see them.
Because I see on your video, it shows like something white, like kind of creeping up along over the trees almost.
It could have been, you know, that's a corridor for small planes, so there might have been another plane there.
And then I see on some other videos that there's another plane, like a white-looking plane, that flies past just as the explosion in the tower happens.
Yeah, it could be.
I didn't
see it because I wasn't looking. The camera was recording. So whatever you see on the video and the recording is all I would have seen because I wasn't looking. I wasn't holding the camera.
And what did you give your video to Camera Planet or something?
Yes, and I'm in that movie, 9/11, of 7 days in September.
Oh, the 7 days in September, yes. Like,
yeah.
Did they happen to contact you, or you just contacted them and said you had video footage, or...?
It was through a friend that knew them, so a friend asked me, a mutual acquaintance.
And you just ended up giving them the tape and, like, doing an interview with them or something?
That's right, and, of course, that's on the movie.
Okay, I see, yeah. So did you never witness, like, anything out of the ordinary, like, happening at that time or anything?
Other than all the other...
Well, like, yeah, obviously, I mean, the whole thing was out of the ordinary, the whole day was, but, I mean, was there anything else that, like, caught your attention or anything that you...
Not really. I mean, I know some people have a conspiracy theory and all that, but I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. And you were too far to be able to see, like, basically, you wouldn't be able to see it with your naked eye. You were zoomed in quite a ways?
Yeah, it was zoomed in some, right. I don't think I would have.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember, like, what kind of camera it was that you captured it on?
A Sony, just a regular old camcorder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the old kind that wasn't digital.
Yeah.
You know, that had the tape, you know, the Super 8 tape.
Mm-hmm. And were you around when the buildings came down? Did you?
I was in the same place, yeah, at home.
Oh, so.
I should have left the camera playing, but I didn't, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get the buildings falling down on tape.
But as far as you seen, like, that you seen the plane coming in and circle around, kind of?
What you saw in the film is what I saw, because no, I didn't, because I wasn't looking. I mean, I didn't expect, I don't think too many people did expect the buildings to fall down, for it to be a second plane.
Right.
I was filming them because the building was on fire. I didn't expect to get the second one.
Like, your footage, is that the extent of your footage, or do you have the plane coming in from farther away at all? Or did they...
Whatever you saw there on the clip, you saw it on the clip, right? Or did you see it in the... Yeah, it's on the clip, because it's not in the movie. It's not in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I seen it on YouTube and it.
Right. Yeah, they got that from the movie, I think, because that's all right.
And that's the extent of your footage? Like, you didn't catch the plane coming in from farther away or anything like that?
Well, I have more than that, you know, but, I mean, because it's more than 15 seconds. I have it from, well, maybe 10 or 15 minutes of the tape, but that was the most important part, of course.
Right. And as far as you remember, though, the plane came, like, straight in, like, across in a line? It didn't come swooping down out of the
sky? No, it wasn't in a descent. It was flying straight.
Yeah.
Level.
And where it turned, it did a turn over across the Hudson or something?
You know, I couldn't tell. I mean, I think they came in, well, they were coming from Boston. So, or was that one? I don't know the second one, where it was coming from. Mm-hmm. I think they came in, well, obviously they had to be at a higher altitude and get down somewhere along, because, you know, that's pretty low. It's 1,000 feet. And they don't normally fly that low unless they're landing or taking off.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, so as far as you remember, it came in a straight line?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time and answering the questions that I had.
Okay.
Okay, you have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.